Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about the return to session next week and an upcoming meeting of the Energy Committee, of which you are the Republican chair. What is going on next week?
Well, the House returns to session next week, and there's certainly a lot of issues on our plate, number one being the state budget. So there's a lot of work behind the scenes, obviously, on the state budget. But also another main topic in the Capitol is energy. And I serve as Republican chairman of the House Energy Committee. And the committee is holding a hearing next week on Wednesday, May 7th at 10 a.m. to discuss geothermal energy in Pennsylvania. So it's a topic that maybe doesn't get a lot of attention, but there's certainly a lot of information in this area, and it's something that we look forward to learning more at this hearing about. Again, the hearing is going to be held on Wednesday, May 7th at 10 a.m. in the Irvis Office Building. You can get more information or follow any of our committee hearings at our House website, www.pahousegop.com.
I understand that this week you also got to go out and visit a couple of senior centers and deliver some good news. What is this all about?
This week, had the opportunity to join seniors and county officials throughout our district in presenting grants to our area senior centers. I recently obtained much needed and much deserved grants for all 12 of our senior centers serving Cameron, McKean, and Potter counties. Each center received $25,000 to be used how they see fit at their center. It could be used for helping with utility bills and rent, with building repairs, maintenance, equipment, supplies, paying for meals, a situation where every one of our senior centers is a little bit different, and this will allow them to take care of needs for the centers, because every time I visit our senior centers, I'm reminded about just how important they are for our older residents, from providing meals and educational programs to wellness and social opportunities. They're practically a second family and a second home for many seniors. And I was certainly glad to obtain these grants. And I want to thank the Office of Human Services Area Agency on Aging for administering grants in McKean and Cameron counties, and also Potter County Human Services for administering the grants in Potter County. So, and certainly was a great day at the Oswego Valley Senior Center and also at the Bradford Senior Center.
I hear you also got to recently honor a firefighter who has dedicated his life to serving. What are the details?
Well, I was honored to join the dedicated volunteers at the Mount Jewett Volunteer Fire Department last weekend for their department recognition dinner, an opportunity to recognize the volunteers for all the great work they do in the community, including Mount Jewett Volunteer Firefighter Dan Beans Gustafson, who was recognized for 54 years of dedicated service to the community. And I had the opportunity to present him with a citation from the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, and I want to certainly thank him for all of his service.
And of course, there's a voter registration deadline coming up. What do people need to know?
The deadline to register to vote for the May 20th primary election is Monday, May 5th. So to be eligible to vote in the primary, you must be a citizen of the United States for at least 1 month before the election, a resident of the election district in which you register to vote, and at least 18 years of age on or before the date of the primary. So there's still time to register to vote. Voters who prefer to vote by mail or absentee ballot have until May 13th to apply for a ballot, and they have until 8 p.m. on May 20th to return the ballot.
And finally, Representative, Mental Health Awareness Month is upon us. What do we need to know?
Well, May is National Mental Health Awareness Month, and it's a time dedicated to raising awareness about mental health and continuing the fight against the stigma that people face when seeking help. In Pennsylvania, mental health services are administered through county mental health and development services programs with support and funding from the state government. These are important services, and we need people to know that if you or someone you know is contemplating suicide, contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline by calling or texting 988.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update. State Representative Martin Causer.